interesting fact before we continue our conversation. Your business is missing an opportunity to be heard by a highly engaged audience.
Did you know podcasting is the most innovative way to advertise your business? And with us at the Bimbo Podcast, we can help you reach a local audience with a cost-effective, tailored advertising solution.
Interested? Email us at either Anthony or Jared at bimbopod.com or find us on Facebook.
I just thought wanted to make sure that was mentioned if I didn't mention it before, you know.
Do you know one just came to me as you were typing there? Remember Cow and Chicken on Cartoon Network?
Chicken, I do. That and what was the other one? Cat Dog.
Ren and Stimpy, do you remember that? That was like an adult cartoon, the Come On Late at Night.
Funny.
That would be Ren and Stimpy would be like would that be an equivalent to Rick and Morty now?
Probably, yeah. I haven't even watched Rick and Morty. Do you watch it? Is it worth watching?
My nephew's watching, think it's hilarious. Now Mark watches it, think it's funny.
Must give it a go.
Right, you're number two.
My number two, is, you know what, the guy, Tim Allen, is the main actor in it, and you know what, he's funny no matter what he does. I think Tim Allen's brilliant. Like, Home Improvement, it ran from 1981 to 1989, 8 seasons, you know what, it was just a family show, it was just easy humour. I had another TV show on the inside of it, you know. But it was Pamela Anderson's first big role in that as well. First show Dave Chappelle was on. It was funny.
Again, it was one I never bought into. I don't know why. And I love all that silly slapstick type humour, you know. It seems like it'd be right up my street, but for some reason, I didn't buy anything.
Obviously, if you were an American, it was probably the more, it's just your typical American dad type of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Loves his cars, loves his job, grunts and whatever else. But, you know what, honestly, it was just like, I like Tim Allen comedy. He's my favourite Santa Claus as well.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
There's nobody who plays Santa Claus better than Tim Allen.
Definitely not.
I think he has a show on now called, I can't remember what, he has another sitcom show on now where he owns like another tool company as well. But you never get into it yourself then at all. It was, I mean, it ran the whole, basically all of the 90s, like. You know, he turned down, they asked him and the girl who played his wife to do a 9th season. He turned down, like, burn in mind, it was 1999, turned down $50 million to do an extra season. Because he didn't, and the reason that he turned it down, because from season 1 to 7, they were always the top 5 rated TV show in the ratings. Season 8, they dropped the 11th. So he says he wished he hadn't stopped at season 7. Then when they offered him the money to do season 9, he just turned it down.
Fair play to him. Go out when you're on the top so that you don't need that. That lingering. It was good. You know, like that end of Dexter, like, it was brilliant, but the ending wasn't.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, if Dexter had finished it, see, even though there were some good points in after it, if Dexter had finished at the end of season 4, I'd have been happy.
No, he had to go up to at least season 6. Which one was the religion one?
I think it was 5.
That was a very good series.
It was dark and twisted, like, but yeah.
Yeah. Was that one that you were talking about called Last Man Standing?
That's the one he has now, yeah. So he owns, like, he owns something else now in it. It's basically the same
premise.
Not so dry. Basically the same premise as Home Improvement, but obviously updated. I don't know, I mean, it's hard to recall a lot of the the stuff from it that made it thing for you. But it was just, I think it was all the cars and the, you know, the constant the tool time jokes and the fact that you're watching a TV show within a TV show and stuff, and you know, all things like that are just different. So I think because it felt different, that was why. But I mean, I'm not obviously the only one, because you don't run for 8 seasons in the 90s without being decent. So.
Well, Saved by the Bell, Newsflash got 7 seasons, so I'm going to have to disagree with you on that point.
Yeah, you may actually have a point there.
Right, we're down to number 1.
Oh no, you haven't done your number 2.
Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Is that your number 2? I thought, oh, we were joined on number 3 and then you've done that, okay.
I think we're going to have the same number 1 again.
Well, if it's the one I already mentioned and said we'll probably talk about it anyway, then you're right.
So it's not Buffy the Vampire Slayer? I was doing for Charmed or Buffy the Vampire Slayer to come out there.
It's the one that we've already talked about a wee bit, I think.
I think you're right, Dave.
Tell you what, we'll both say it in a wee second. But if it is, then yeah, we can both talk about it. So we'll name it in 3, 2, 1.
Fresh Prince.
Now this is a story all about how both of our number 1. Turned upside down, and the wee bit I have about it is sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air. I think it's one of them shows that, like Friends and stuff, it's just timeless, you know. I think it's just been gone forever, and well, there's like Father's Head, something that you really enjoy. You don't realize there's not that much of it. Not really. So when you think you've watched every episode, probably have about 15 minutes.
And do you know what I think is so good about it? It's a bit like Saved by the Bell. And maybe for you, like Hang Time. Where it's all relatable stuff growing up as a teenager. Now, obviously, the black thing, you know, the racism in it, he wouldn't. But in America, that's a very prevalent thing, especially in the 90s, like Rodney King and stuff. But it's a bit like our normal top TV shows. You go on a journey with the character.
Yeah.
And you become so invested. It's like, remember I said to you a couple of weeks ago, we're talking about Bad Boys? I hate seeing Will Smith cry because of when his daddy leaves him in The Fresh Prince. And he has that same cry, and it just reminds me of that.
Did you see the cast on a Zoom call about
James Avery?
Where Will watched there were scenes he watched the James Avery for the first time since it aired.
I'm not saying that my eyes were watering. It could have been hay fever, but I hit somewhere.
But something changed.
Will was talking. He was on a radio show, and he was saying that James Avery taught him so much. Because whenever Will came into this, Will was a rap star.
Yeah.
And he had no acting, and he says James Avery coached him through it. And there's certain scenes that, you know, went through, you know, the whole series, and he says James Avery just called an audible. It's like he says in that scene, go back to it again, the scene where he's crying about his daddy, he says to Will, he says, just go with what you feel. He whispers it. He says, no one picked up on it. And whenever they go out for that big hug, and he says something to the effect of, he says, now that's fucking acting.
Yeah.
Something like that. But he basically just told him, just go with it.
Well, a couple of weird facts. So the network that aired Fresh Prince, they wanted to sack Will on the first season. They didn't think he was good enough. And the actual writers, Quincy Jones and stuff, went to bat for Will and was like, no, he's the guy. He also only earned 30% of what his agreed salary was for the whole the first four seasons, I think, because he owed the tax man so much money from his rap career.
Right.
Another weird one, Quincy Jones. Right, another the guy who's the creator of it. Do you know the taxi driver that picks Will up in the taxi?
Is that him?
That's him.
Do you know what? I always wondered who it was, because it sort of focuses on him for like a half second.
Yeah.
And it seems irrelevant.
Well, there you go. It was the actual creator of the show.
And he does some cameos in it as well.
Yeah, hold on, what does... I just heard from one of our normal guests.
Again, when you're doing that, each one of these episodes is roughly, it's, say, 25 episodes a season on average.
25 episodes a season. What did I say there was? Six seasons?
Six.
150. Yeah. Well, I mean, honestly, how many times do you think you've watched it? I don't know how many times I've watched it start to finish in order, but I've definitely seen
every, in order.
I've definitely seen every episode 15, 20 times.
I would say I've watched it a brave amount. Again, whenever you used to come home from school, it used to be on.
Yeah. Even now, I mean, you stick on, if I go on, stick on Comedy Central or Comedy Extra, it'll be on somewhere. It'll be on one of them channels.
Yeah. I think Netflix have it as well.
Yeah.
But
I always think it's funny that the guy, I can't remember his name offhand, the player's Carton.
Alfonso.
Alfonso Ribeiro. Whenever he met Will at the start, obviously they didn't know each other. He said to him, make sure you tell them what you want your name to be. He says, I didn't, and they gave me Carton. The way I gotta be, if this takes off, I'll be known as Carton for the rest of my life.
It's very true.
That's why Will called himself Will in the show.
Right. Makes sense. It's amazing how Aisley, like, you watch her growing up as well, and then she becomes hot as fuck.
What's her name? Tatiana Ali or Tatiana Taylor or something? Or?
Ali. Tatiana. It says here, Tatiana M. Ali. Mauricio Ali, yeah.
What is it?
So it's Tatiana.
Yeah.
Mauricio Ali.
Right. She, I don't know what she looks like now, but she grew up back then. And when you're a teenager, it was fair enough.
It was definitely hot. Yeah. Definitely hot. You know what episode I like? You know where Will and Carton take Uncle Phil to court over something in the house? The way they have the pool house?
The pool house, yeah. He would fix the heating or something, or
something like that.
Jesus. Obviously, because I still watch them. Even I probably watched a couple of days ago when I was watching TV, I probably stuck it on. But some of the episodes that I remember are the pool one. The one they obviously they play they go to the pool hall. Will get hustled out of so much money, and then
Uncle Phil hustles.
Uncle Phil comes in. He's all like, how do you do this? No, and then the next thing he's like, what is it? Break out, Lucille. That's what he called. Break out, Lucille.
Hold on, like a lightsaber.
But here, what do you think about them? Who was better, the first man or the second man? I say man, I mean, I don't mean Wills, I mean
Amphibian.
Amphibian.
I would say the first one.
Really?
See, second one was a lot softer, but you could put that down to having another baby and she changed slightly. I think the first one taught him a lot more lessons.
Right. See, I preferred the second one. I thought the first one was just too
stern.
Yeah, too stern. Yeah, just couldn't like her as a character.
Yeah, the second one was definitely a lot softer, but I like both of them. Say it again.
Will got her sacked.
Yeah, apparently lots of them didn't make it. Apparently she was hard to work with.
Not the biggest voice, you know.
Yeah. But Jazz getting throughout.
Here, give you one about that. You know, that was only filmed one time. So
I thought that it's the same thing.
Jazz, he's apparently, I never knew that he was always in the same shirt or close to the same shirt until I was researching for this. But it was only filmed once.
Except for when he gets thrown out of the kitchen. Remember, he gets thrown out of the kitchen at one stage?
Right. I can't remember it, but I'm sure I'll see it. And I'll be like, "Here's what Ando was talking about."
Yeah, I think that one you get a lot of life lessons from Fresh Prince, and then it's remember Lisa, he was meant to get married to her.
She was in Friday. Only because I was waiting on the quiz to me again after the high incident where I couldn't remember from your woman, Lisa. But I remember Lisa and Friday.
Remember whenever he goes to college and he gets the job in the wee
shop?
Yeah. Do you remember who the girl is?
Is it your woman that's a supermodel or...
Come on,
Jay. I'm trying to remember her name. Actually, I brought it up. Oh, yeah, I can't remember her name. I don't know who she is, but I can't remember. I know what she looks like. Tara Banks, yeah.
Fuck's sake, Jared. Is Mummy?
That was the episode I watched the other day. The one where she's going out with another, like a football player. And Will and him drink, have a drinking game, and then he drifts off and falls asleep in a graveyard. Then
remember that?
He sees all the ghosts and stuff. That's the one I watched the other day.
And he's talking about he's sitting with the guy in the leather jacket, the probably playing chicken.
He says, I won't.
That was good. One of the ones were good. Is there something to do with drugs?
There's one where they take speed.
To study?
Tests, yeah. And then there's one episode, you don't see it on an awful lot, but it was actually a funny episode, was they get stuck out in the woods, their car breaks down or something, they get stuck out in the woods, and then they find this money.
Yeah.
TV show, but they didn't know, and they burned all the money.
Is that what they're skiing? No?
I don't think it was the same episode, but the scheme one with the fall off the cliff or something.
Or the one where Corden threatens the principal or the dean of Princeton.
He doesn't get in.
Will gets in. Ratmaster C.
But even that, then there's the one where Will goes and sells cars instead of going to school. And
he makes a bucket load of money.
The judge, you call him George Saffron, and he was a judge on it, and he loved Will.
As one of the clown takes Will hostage in the courtroom, isn't it?
Is that in the courtroom? I know that, was there not one that they're in like a cabin in the woods and there's a murderer or something on the loose?
I think there is with that one.
I don't know, I mean, there's so many good episodes. There's one where Will and Carlton are playing cards with Jazz and another one of Will's friends. And they're actually hustling, but they tell a story, and the episode is the story.
It's
so far-fetched that they get 40. The story is like Will gets forced to marry some hillbilly girl. And so many great episodes of Fresh Prince. And
another good one. It's like one that touches on racism. where they got pulled over. I think they have one of Phil's Mercedes. Well, obviously it's the early 90s. Cardon and Will are in it, and the policeman accused them of stealing the car.
Cardon takes it really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of those things were for American audiences more than for European, but definitely it's like, see this, the episode about the speed, the drugs and stuff. So speed in America was known like as a white man's drug, you know, but the drug dealer in the school is a white man, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't care. I'm sure plenty of films have depicted black people as the.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it doesn't bother me, but when they actually watch episodes with the mind of this is created by somebody who was obviously racist against white people, you'll see it a lot more. It's like all the way characters in it were in it, had some sort of flaw. And it was always like one of the worst that it could be. It was never
subtle. It was always in your face, obvious.
It was like a dig from the creator to whoever he wanted to get a dig at, but white people or a particular person, who knows.
Yeah. Remember the one where Will burns down the kitchen?
What happened there, Anna? Obviously, he burned down the kitchen. But...
I think Phil's having people over. Phil, I think he's having like a big judge over, and Will tries to cook stuff and ends up burning the kitchen down and has to order in catering. But you remember their living room in their kitchen?
Yeah.
Where side by side, you had to put like the door across.
Right.
And then he tries to get Jeffrey to help him, and Jeffrey's like, nah, mate.
And Jeffrey was some character, wasn't he?
He was hilarious.
Right. You wouldn't think like, but like somebody who plays the butler would have such a key element of a show as well, you know. I think
Hillary was hilarious.
Well, I think that's the thing about Fresh Prince. The whole, not that you cared particularly about the whole cast, but the whole cast were important.
Well, yeah.
Even if it was Jazz for his wee cameos with Will, or you know, Jeffrey. Who else? The only one, even what do you call him, Nicky? Was that the name of the baby that they had? Yeah. Even as the season went on, like in the later seasons, he had episodes where he was the focal point, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's rare.
Do you remember one of the, I'm trying to find the name of it.
But I'd say from the shows that we've named, in all of them, it's the cast that make the show. That's why. You know,
and the theme song.
And the theme song, yeah. But like, Saved by the Bell, you know, it's that core group of 5-6 people. Mr. Belding, Zach, Lisa, Jesse, AC, and Screech, you know. It's the core. Like, it's when ensemble cast, that's what you call them, isn't it?
Like, do you remember at the end, like some of the Fresh Prince used to show you some of the bloopers whenever the credits were going up?
I think they've done that in the later ones, whenever he was in the wee shop working in the school.
Yeah, I enjoyed them.
Peacocks.
What?
The peacocks or something they were, weren't they?
Yeah.
I remember they stole the mask out of another school. Remember that episode?
There was an episode, I was trying to find the name of it there, but I remember it because it was daytime TV. Right, and they didn't bleep out the word wanker. Right, there's a white girl that comes, and I think she's like, she's English. Maybe she's something to do with Jeffrey or something like that. Is it Jeffrey's daughter?
It must be. I think she does come over for an episode. Yeah, I think you're right.
But she's doing something. It's one of the early episodes, and they're standing behind the sofa. And she says, I think she's trying to do something crazy, but I think it's Will trying to like calm her down. And she goes, oh, Will, don't be such a wanker. But obviously the Americans don't get the connotation of how that word is over here. So they didn't bleep it out, and they've just put it through, and it slipped through the net. So, let me see. I think it must be in one of the first seasons.
If you can find it, I'll get it here on Netflix right and quick, and we'll see if it bleeps it out on Netflix now. Is that another, is it a word that doesn't translate or something?
Well, their equivalent would be jerk or jerking off.
Yeah. Maybe that's what to do with it. Maybe it's to do with the word at the time, maybe didn't translate over.
Do you remember his granny?
What?
Remember Will's granny?
Will's granny in it?
Yeah. Big Havigar. And she used to talk about Phil being like playing the pigs and stuff.
Don't know, I remember Phil's meh saying it and love him well. So what do you think? Jeffrey's daughter.
No, hold on. Type in I think it's season 1, episode 20. Nice lady. Jeffrey's old employer, Lord Fowler. The wee guard's white, so it would make sense.
So episode
20, nice. Season 1, episode 20.
And Will's in a nice Rasta hat on the table.
Yeah.
Right, so what am I looking for behind the CP?
Yeah, right, it's skip forward a wee bit because you have to do the future and stuff and all that.
What? I can see the tip.
You shouldn't either, it's bad for you.
Oh, sod off, Mother Superior!
Here. Keep playing that.
Oh, thought the old buzzard would never leave. Will got a smoke?
Excuse me?
A cigarette. I've been dying for one all day.
No, I don't have any cigarettes. I don't smoke, and you shouldn't either. It's bad for you.
Oh, sod off, Mother Superior.
Hey, don't nobody call me a mother nothing. And what's up with you? Are you Dr. Jekyll and Patty Duke?
Such a wanker. I only put on
that. It does sense.
See? Yeah. I told you. That none of you spoke on you yet. Maybe as many as picked up on that. I remember watching that as a kid going, did you say wanker on the normal daytime TV?
So that is, what's the timestamp on that? About 10 minutes, 20 seconds in on that episode.
There you go. We nugget.
And do you remember? You remember that yourself? You didn't read that or anything?
Nope, remember myself.
Yeah, it was a good Easter egg, that one.
If I hadn't researched it, I probably would have knew before it because I'm sitting on IMDb here, going through the series, and the reason I knew it was one of the early ones is knew that like that old sofa before they redecorated their house.
You can tell by the quality of the camera as well.
Yeah. But for me, the big takeaway was that daddy episode, that crying thing.
Jeez, I think it's one of the more memorable moments. It's where you feel really bad for them.
Yeah.
I think when an actor can make you feel for them, that's definitely when it matters.
Oh. I said, Boys in the Woods is the one with the TV show. That's series 3, episode 8. There's series 3, episode 6 and 7. Is that wee judge that you were talking about that really likes Will?
Yeah.
Wee small guy with a moustache? And he's all. He's good. Oprah. Remember Will wins the check at the one of the big societies?
He's supposed to donate
it back.
Yeah.
But he doesn't.
Like you mentioning small snippets and just instant recall of the episode. You're like, geez, remember that one? And Uncle Phil was like, you're making me look bad. And all. He's like, I don't care.
Do you remember he pretends to have a fake or like a bad back and he's lying on the sofa? And then Vivian goes to go to the shop to get something and he jumps up. Uncle Phil jumps up and she goes to open back and he goes, oh, Vivian, it's a miracle. One last thing we haven't touched on. And it's probably the most iconic thing from all of Fresh Prince.
What are you looking up there?
Oh, come on. What's one of the most iconic things?
Theme tune?
No. You're going to kick yourself?
Is that Hillary's husband dying in a jumping accident? What is it?
No. Nothing.
Oh, the Cardinal dance. Wow. And the key is, think of the, even now, he goes on TV shows and does that dance. That's crazy, isn't it?
I know. Fortnite, remember we were talking?
Fortnite dance, yeah.
It's called, what was it? The Prince or the Fresh dance?
Fresh or something, aye.
And he tried to see them. But this, like, the episode, or the thing I'm watching here, it's where Cardin creeps down the stairs and he's checking to make sure no one's there. Goes to the hi-fi, a hi-fi gig, puts the CD in, makes sure no one's there, hits play, and then he goes over, grabs a candle, and then starts dancing.
Oh, man. Tom Jones was actually in an episode of that too.
Yeah. I think that's series 3 as well.
Aye, but the Cardinal dance, so he said he made it by what? It was a combination of Eddie Murphy and Courtney Cox. The Courtney Cox is in the Boss's music video and does a dance in it, and then Eddie Murphy
sort of dance. He pulled her up on the stage.
Yeah, and then Eddie Murphy done some sort of dance, and he said it was like a combo of the two. And when you watch the two of them, you'll actually see it. You can see how he morphed them together to create the Cardinal, you know.
See that episode? Go ahead.
I was gonna say he's done that dance on like proper dancing. Like, goodness, he would watch all that Strictly Come Dancing and all that.
Yeah.
He guest stars on these and does that dance, you know.
Yeah. Remember at the end of it all, like whenever they're packing up and they're all leaving.
They leave the house empty. Yep.
And then, but whenever they're in the pool house, Will makes them do it one more time. I think Will does the dance with them. And then, see the one where Tom Jones is in it? Series 3, episode 18.
Right.
It's actually the one we were talking about, where Will gets into Princeton and Cardin doesn't.
Right, okay.
So it's, whenever you, I'm remembering now, Cardin's having like a visitation, and it's Will, or Tom Jones telling him, you know, always be true to yourself and always be who you are. Don't always try and be someone else.
Yeah.
So he's like his fairy godmother.
Right, so is it like a memory? Is that what he's supposed to be?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But.
Sorry, I put on the last episode to see if it's caught in the world where. It must have been back a little bit. So here they are. So Will stops and Cardin keeps going. Brilliant.
There's one with William Shatner in it.
Will Shatner's out there. I'm sure there's loads of guest stars.
There's loads of cameos. Is there Evander Holyfield in it?
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. After this part, we'll talk about a wee bit of boxing. Who else? Evander Holyfield's in it. Tom Jones is in it. Will Shatner's in it. George Jeffers.
No, we small guy. Is that who you call him?
George Jefferson. I think.
Let's see. And there's that many cameos.
A lot, over six seasons. Surely it was like one of the biggest shows in the 90s as well.
So many.
So many.
Here's one here. Celebrity guest, let me see. We may not know some of these guys. Naomi Campbell's in it. Heavy D. Jesse Jackson, you know, the Reverend guy. Queen Latifah. Do you remember what was it with Queen Latifah? She's a chunky girl. He puts the straws up his nose.
I don't know who Queen Latifah is.
Remember the one they're out in the mall? She puts the straws in her nose.
Because she doesn't care about what people think.
Yeah. Boyz II Men. Donald Trump.
Trump, isn't it, too, yeah. Of course, the Donald's in it. He has his hand in the ring.
Ken Griffey Jr., the comedian. He has, like, buck teeth.
Red.
I think so. Jay Leno. Chris Rock. William Shatner, Gary Coleman. There's other people there, but I don't really know them. They must be like American people.
Well, American, like local. It's like if one of our local celebrities, like you see Paddy Keaty or something on a show, American,
yeah.
Would know who he is, you know.
Isaiah Thomas, I only know him from that Jordan thing, he's the basketball player.
You know what, right now, if anybody has not started watching The Last Dance, the Michael Jordan thing, don't care what, if you're not into sport or anything, it's inspirational and well worth the watch.
It actually makes me want to watch basketball.
But you won't see a player like Jordan. Jordan is literally the GOAT, you know.
I know. Is LeBron not like that? No.
He's like the Jordan of now. But they reckon even Jordan now could play better basketball than most NBA
players.
He's that good. Like,
do you ever notice when you're watching The Last Dance, Jordan's eyes are all bloodshot?
Yeah. Well, I don't know how far you are on, but I think there's a lot of... I thought he must have been high or something, but I think there's a lot of emotion because he was crying in the episode I watched last night.
I'm up to date. I think I'm on episode 8.
I will show it at the end of like episode 5 then, I think it was. He was crying because he was talking. This says to him, so do you think you wanting to win was at the expense of you being a nice guy? And he actually was in the tears.
You have to be ruthless. Look at Roy King. You know what I mean?
I know, but it was at the expense of people liking him, you know. So
yeah,
it was where here. You know what really shocked me, and I did not know. And I loved Jordan and all. I used to have the. I wish I still have my Jordan jersey. I probably do somewhere. His dad murdered.
His daddy was murdered.
But you're on the episode 8. His dad was murdered in like episode 5 or 4 or 6.
Hey.
I'm not going to spoil it then in case I make sure that what episode I'm on. I'm going to double check and see what episode I'm on here. But it's not even that it's a spoiler because it's obviously real life, but I guess I'm only starting episode 8, so it must be in episode 6. Episode 6 or 7, it's about, it's dad, but obviously it's not spoilers when it's really, when it's a documentary, but basically his dad was driving home and pulled in the side of the road, I think, to go to sleep. And somebody came over and shot him, basically stole his car. Not, I don't think it was because he was Jordan's dad.
Yeah.
But literally shot him and killed him. His dad was missing for 3 weeks while he was playing in the NBA.
What the fuck have I missed that?
No, no, man, was out. Unless you skipped an episode by mistake.
We'll have to go back and watch that. Episode 5?
5 or 6, I can't remember now. I just looked it up.
Right, I'll go back and watch it.
But it was the reason Jordan left basketball in 93. You know Jordan leaves basketball. You really haven't watched that episode.
I must have been on my phone or something. I haven't been paying attention.
I don't know, man. You missed a great episode, if that's it. Truthfully, I don't pick up my phone or anything during it. I literally have sat on the drive that man had and how he made the people around him better.
Yeah.
And it just shows you it is the mentality of, you know, one person's mentality contains everybody's.
Yeah. Braden.
Yeah.
Positivity.
But he made players that were good players looked like great players, even though they weren't.
Yeah. I didn't realise Scottie Pittman was fucking the way they treated him.
Aye, with the money and all. Well. But it was his own fault for signing the contract in the first. It's like signing up for an iPhone contract in fucking August, and then when you won't come out in September. It's tough. You know?
Right.
You send the deal.
Very true.
But 100%, you need to go back and rewatch that episode because it's a key episode. It's a key moment in Jordan's life, you know.
I don't know how I missed that.
Really?
Unless you must have been on the phone or something.
That or you're not as far ahead as what you think.
I'm going to go and check it all here. Yeah. But anything else want to get off your chest? Hopes, goals, dreams, aspirations?
I'm hoping to go and get a burrito bowl or a burrito because the burrito bar's open. And I'll do that.
The Mexican deli's been open for about 3 weeks.
It's not a burrito bar.
I can be our straight down to any time. I've been heading up the hill Mexican deli.
I mean, I've heard better things. I mean, the 10 menu, the only time I've been to the 10 menu went.
But, light years, day and night, different.
I mean,
see their crispy chicken and their chorizo and a wee bit of pork. What?
To die for, is it?
Sinead got a chimichanga. And,
is it?
Oh my god. She's having a food orgasm.
Burrito, something that is.
But you can only get certain things in it.
Is it battered or is it just fried?
Just deep fried. But if you put like certain things in, it fucks up the texture of it and stuff. So I think that's whatever they said. I don't think you're going to get a custom made one.
Motherfucking Timmy Tanga.
But I'm going to go.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our
top
5 episodes. Again, we had quite similar. I mean, we have two or three out of five were the same. And So on some of them, I was definitely trying to think a wee bit more of what you wouldn't pick as well. Like, between our honourable mentions and our top fives, we basically hit the same 5 shows, except for Goosebumps and maybe Home Improvement.
Are you afraid of the dark, Mickey Spokes?
Are you afraid of that? We talked about Goosebumps, though. That was right. But I've had enough of your shit. Happy birthday and all that, but I've had enough.
Cheers, lad. Nah. See you soon.
What are you up to the rest of the day?
No idea.
Yeah, can you hear from there?